mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in the next segment, I'll have a full breakdown of the latest news with the bombing, but also economic news and world news. And I'm going to open the phones up for all your calls. And Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, they're banned from Lexington. They're banned from Lexington Green on April 19th, though they've been there many years and are a peaceful pro-Constitution group. They say because of the bombing, they're evil, and they don't have a First Amendment now. And, of course, they're lucky. Soon, everyone who's a gun owner will just be taken away, except for the government who has guns out protecting us from the bombers. When they had 400 troops, thousands of police, and it didn't protect anybody. But their answer is, the AP reports now, oh, the TSAing of America, they're going to be everywhere now. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson finishing up with this. Paul, other points you'd like to make as you research this information?
Well, the summary about the Family Guy episode is the fact that if they're that nervous about a cartoon that they need to censor it off YouTube and demonize anyone who talks about it as an abhorrent conspiracy theorist, and then Fox pulls it off their station, then, you know, what won't they censor in the aftermath of a terrorist attack? But these photos show two guys, big black coats, big backpacks, khaki pants and khaki boots, on cell phones. There's other photos with two Middle Easterners with backpacks. One separate photo, a guy with a backpack who looks like a good old boy, looks like a stereotypical hick. And basically the video shows at least one of these guys running away from the scene at high speed right after the bomb detonates. And the backpacks that were found several feet from the bomb, or one of the backpacks, is identical to one carried by one of these individuals in the photo. So it's two white guys and three Middle Easterners that these photos show.
All right, let me just stop you. What have I been saying since this happened a few days ago? Because the scripting, they're saying white guys, Tea Party with Al-Qaeda in all the movies, all the shows, and then if that's who they say it is, then you know it's scripted. There's no way they roll out this narrative and then it actually manifests a group to do this. You could get one person to copycat, but you're not going to have media be able to mirror exactly what happens. Paul, this is insane.
It looks like these are the guys they're going to pin it on, because they're not looking at the marathon. They're constantly looking away. They've got these huge coats on, these huge backpacks. I don't know how cold it was in Boston, but they look completely overdressed. They're on cell phones. One of them looks like a typical army guy, the white guy. And then you've got these other Middle Easterners, and another one looks like a good old boy with a mullet. So if these are the guys they're going to pin it on, from these photos, it looks like, if it's anyone, then it's them, because they look completely shifty. They're not looking at the marathon. They've got huge, weighed-down, heavy backpacks. And it looks like they might try to pin it on these guys. So if that meme of, you know, white Al-Qaeda working with terrorist Muslims is going to come to the fore, then this is the beginning of it by the looks of it.
Paul, I want to put you on hold because the guys are having trouble finding that those images. I want you to put you on hold and come back in the next segment to talk more about this with you. I want you to give the guys right now the particular images you're talking about, the URLs right now with the headline. To search it off of headline, URL will be impossible. It'll take 10 minutes. So I'm going to put Paul Watson on hold and come back and get those, because I was looking at those earlier, and I myself don't know why it's not being covered, because I'm having trouble finding it. But Big Sis says there's no broader plot. They believe it's a domestic group, lone wolf device. So he got his mic open. So that's the basics on this front. And I'll get you those images during the break, folks, and we'll come back with Paul Watson. The websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And we're streaming video right now for everybody free at Infowars.com/listen. It is Wednesday, the 17th day of April, 2013. And they're going to use this bombing to butcher our liberties. That no one can deny.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
Wow.
He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's hour number two. We have gigantic breaking news. Paul's been working on this the last hour. He's so calm. My best researcher, the whole crew is just awesome. But he is been going through the different Twitter accounts and photos and people analyzing it. The police have asked people to, quote, help them analyze it. And ladies and gentlemen, I thought he was talking about some other photos in the last segment. If you just joined us, Paul, and this is nowhere in the mainstream news, Paul has found on one of the hacker sites photos, dozens of them. Let's start running them on screen, guys. Let's put this on screen with what appears to be white males with what looks like Middle Easterners with the heavy black backpacks, the canvas black backpacks that they're talking about. This looks really, really bad. Let's keep scrolling down here, ladies and gentlemen. This looks incredible. We're streaming video of this right now at InfoWars.com. And you can hear Paul Watson there typing in the background. Paul Watson is posting this right now at InfoWars.com. He's mirroring all of this information. This has been out for 8 hours with 228,000 views, but has not hit the mainstream. And right as I'm talking to Paul, CNN during the break goes, they believe they've ID'd suspects. That was the headline. So all this is breaking, and they're not even showing this information unless I missed it. Paul, has this broken in the mainstream news, this bombshell you just dropped?
No, I've just did a Google search on Google News, and it doesn't appear to be discussed in the mainstream media.
Oh, my God. I'm watching video, too, that nobody seemed to pick up, but the collective brain of people out there looking at all these videos. I'm looking at news, breaking news from right when it happened, analyzing footage, and you can really see some suspicious stuff here. Guys, keep scrolling through. Look at this Middle Eastern-looking guy with the backpack. Oh, man. He looks North African, military pants. That looks like a cop. That looks like a guy part of a drill.
And he's pictured with another military-looking white guy in exactly the same clothing, both of them on cell phones.
Yeah, they do that. Now, absolutely, they do that to be identified by their intelligence groups and left alone. There's no way, if they weren't part of the operation, the cops would leave them alone. I mean, you got guys in military-looking outfits with big, giant black backpacks in public. Yeah, if you're not wearing the right shoes or the right ball cap or the right identifier, you're going to be up against the wall so fast, it'll make your head spin for folks that don't know that. Wow, this is incredible. Paul Watson, give people a quick briefing and then just data dump this entire thing up to Infowars.com right now. Paul Watson.
Well, these photos show suspects right on the scene of where the bombing took place, wearing heavy black coats and backpacks. And one of the backpacks was found literally feet away from where the bomb exploded.
And by the way, it looks like they both got issued credentials. No wonder the media doesn't want us seeing this. This might have been a drill team. That's it. They're running a drill just like 7-7 and blow up the patsies. Oh, my God. Those are definitely cops. Those are definitely military types. Those aren't terrorists.
Two of them look like military types. The other two look like patsies. One of them look, if you see the guy in the
blue
coat.
They look mentally retarded. Yeah,
yeah.
They look like serial killer types, like Henry Lee Lucas.
Yeah, there's one guy in a blue coat who's white.
Wait a minute. Like one guy is wearing a Kyle the Sniper hat. Remember Kyle the Sniper that got killed? Remember Chris Kyle? That guy's... Well, yeah, that's a Punisher hat, but it looks almost like Chris Kyle's Sniper hat is basically a ripoff of the Punisher. Oh, my
and
God.
These individuals are not looking at the marathon. They're constantly looking away. And in one scene, it shows one of them running away from the blast right after it happens, in contradiction to everybody else.
All right, Paul, I want to let you get out of here. I want you to data dump all this to Infowars.com. I want you to mirror this right now.
It's already on. I've just done it.
All right, Infowars.com. I'm gonna let you update it, write a blurb, give people the data dump, because these are people just researching data dumps, and this is unbelievable. This looks so suspicious. This is huge. Okay, Paul Watson, I'm going to let you get back to your work. Anything else you want to add?
No, just that the drills, either the police are lying or the eyewitnesses are lying, because the police said there were no drills, they had no previous intelligence, yet the eyewitness said that they were told there was a drill going on that very morning. So
yeah, because people know to be worried about big black backpacks. Could the government really be this inept to blow this up in front of us and even get caught? I mean, 7-7, they did a drill, set up the patsies, that came out. My God, these photos are incredible. They've been saying they don't know about these. These are in news feeds. These are hidden in plain view. This was hiding in plain view right where the bombs go off. What looks like military intelligence, white guys and Arabs or Hispanics with what look like patsies with them, wearing the same boots to be identified. And no wonder they told everybody, don't be alarmed on loudspeakers. This is just a drill. Oh, my God.
And they were saying,
God, this is unbelievable. I'm sorry.
They were saying, we've got no leads. Please help us. And yet these photos have been out for 3 days now. And people are only just picking up on
them. Oh, that guy looks total military intelligence. That guy looks like Spookville, man. I mean, I've been around these people so many times when they tried to infiltrate in events and things. I mean, that is Navy SEAL right there. Oh, my God. I mean, if I've seen Navy SEALs once, I've seen them 1,000 times. That blonde-haired guy. Go back to those guys. I mean, I can... Go back to the other blonde-haired guy. That guy looks like a spy. Yeah. The guy next to the other guy, and they've got backpacks with credentials. Look at the credentials sticking out. And that's the drill, and these are photos. It shows the flags right where the bombs went off. Paul, I'm actually freaked out. I don't even... What do you think, Watson?
I think that if these guys weren't the terrorists, then they were involved in the drill, which probably overlapped each other. But how they've not picked up on this when these images are freely available is bizarre.
Well, everybody watches 4chan. It took us 8 hours to find them because we had to sleep. Oh, actually, I wasn't sleeping. I'm robot energized now. But I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, oh my gosh, I'm just so glad there's other groups out there and people analyzing this because they can't take us all out. Paul, I'm going to let you go to add all your data right now. Add your blurbs, add your data, get to IT. I guarantee you with this announcement with Infowars.com breaking this in the media, because this is breaking right now in the media on over 150 stations, XM 166 and internet, I guarantee you we're going to have the biggest traffic we've ever had. We already had the biggest traffic ever 2 days ago, and the guys, Scotty, kept the engine room up, but just get IT on it now. Plus, we've been hit, like everybody in the country, with this sickness, so a bunch of the crew is sick. And it is just totally and completely blowing me away right now. Paul Watson, anything else? I know you've got to write some of this up. Look at this. CNN, now that we said this, instantly came out saying suspect identified, developing. But they haven't shown the photos yet. Infowars.com, Dan Bedondi goes in to the press conference and says false flag staged, and the governor and all of them instantly jump, like when you've been guilty and your dad comes in and goes, I found the liquor bottle under your bed. And you have that pang of, oh, my God, I get caught. Yeah, I mean, they are acting so guilty. Paul Watson, what do you say?
Well, the officials already came out yesterday and said it's a domestic homegrown extremist. So CNN's now reporting they've identified a suspect. So you know what to expect.
Oh, and look at the patsy. He looks like a complete moron. Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable, Watson. Watson, get in there with all the data dump. Write blurbs into it so people know what they're seeing. This is unprecedented. We're going to tweet this out at Real Alex Jones right now. Pray for us. Pray for America. Watson, do you think they've run an old-fashioned Gladio just like in Madrid on 333? You need to add that. It came out a week later that the police had done a drill and that they were involved in the bombing, and it brought the government down and got swept under the rug. Could they be this ham-fisted to run a drill? Everybody sees guys with backpacks, get scared. Don't worry, everybody. It's just a drill, then blow them up. I mean, could they really be this evil and this stupid and just do it in front of everybody and then be running around going, we don't know, we don't have leads, when they've had this all along? And then within 2 minutes of you saying it, Blitzer's talking in his ear, freaking out, and starts announcing it. I was watching it during the break, Watson. This is amazing, Watson.
Well, New York Times admits most domestic terror plots, quote, facilitated by the FBI. That's not InfoWars saying that. That's the New York Times. So we'll see.
And they're now reporting on the 4chan stuff without saying the name of it. Wow. We just scooped them all, which I could care less about, except that now that we can defeat them trying to spin this. Watson, get in there. Write the data right now. DrudgeReport.com, CNN, suspect identified, developing. We'll send our link over to Drudge, or you can link to 4chan, but we're going to give analysis. So Infowars.com right now is the only place that has it with analysis. Infowars.com. Unbelievable. Paul Watson, again, anything else?
No, that's it, I think.
All right, get on it right now. For those that do not know, I have been to military bases. I've been to outdoor training more than 50 times. I have dealt with it all, you know, Secret Service situations, infiltrated Bohemian Grove. This is what I do, okay? And it doesn't take a rocket science either. Those are obviously military. I can tell cops versus military. These guys are in special forces shape. They have the exact cool bearing, whereas you get kind of new guys that just got out of boot camp or, you know, or got their chest sticking out acting tough. But they're hiding in plain view. Their posture is they've got full credentials to be there. But they look in their eyes a little confused, like they're waiting for orders in these dozens and dozens of photos. These photos and videos are from right before the bombing and then during it and after. And it is unprecedented. These guys are all wearing the same tan military pants and tan combat boots with black tops, ball caps, and they're operatives, 110% with big black backpacks. And ladies and gentlemen, the black backpacks are the things that reportedly had the bombs in them. I mean, this is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. I am just speechless right now. And they think the public's so dumb. This is incredible. This is false flag. It's false flag.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I just knew too much.
I am, for the first time probably ever, basically speechless. Alex Jones here right now. Even though I did Coast to Coast AM and opening Anthony today and only got 2 hours sleep, I have so much energy right now. I feel like I could run up and down a mountain. When you have as much research and data as I have, just because I focus on this full time, and you see things like this, and then you see the timestamps and you see it confirmed, and you see it on local news footage, and you see the guys with the backpacks, with the pressure cookers in them, and then after the explosion, the straps matching, and you even see who they're going to make the patsy. It is incredible. You see the military intelligence people. You see different teams, and then you see what looks like the patsy. This is unbelievable. And ladies and gentlemen, this is John Doe number 2 and number 3 and number 4 and number 5 of Oklahoma City. But this time they're not going to be able to confiscate the videotapes out of 17 locations that FBI agents later went public about and said they'd seen that showed McVeigh with 6 other men identified as the people Carol Howell, the head of HUD, saw planting the gray sticks of butter. And she asked what they were doing and were doing telephone work the day before. And she was struck by how good-looking one of them in particular was, she later identified, a member of German intelligence. Because they'll also use foreign intelligence groups, people that have been involved in Gladio and things. And of course, other people in the building were so struck by how tough these guys looked. Just like, you know, you like, no, these people are evil. And how mean they looked and how good-looking they looked. I mean, it was like striking people. You know, it's like... I just can't even handle it anymore. The fact that you can see the patsy, which again, this is what it looks like to me, and it's what's being broken down, and then it shows later the backpack after it's exploded. It's the same backpack, the same stripes. It's been released by the AP, the photo of what's left of the backpack, and then you see what looks like the gentleman with the backpack, who is in all the photos basically looking the different direction than everybody else and just fitting the exact MO. And if it's not, then I'm wrong. And, you know, 4chan is wrong. But he fits in, and then he's surrounded by all these other guys with big black backpacks on their back. And then he's got a little backpack there. And then, again, the straps match it exactly. And then he's surrounded by guys. And when the military is in plain clothes, it's ridiculous how obvious it is. And you can see this in my films, where they'll have plain clothes military during city drills to study the public. And they'll be wearing tan pants or black pants with the same boots to identify and with caps to be identified. And, I mean, you can see it right there. There they are with the tan military BDUs. They've got black jackets, black big black backpacks, and military bearing, standing there both on cell phones, and then we've got other photos of them right where the bombs went off, right by the flags. And then you've got the guy that looks like the patsy, and I'm not trying to be mean to the guy. You know, these guys are obviously military intelligence. They were there right before it went off. That's undoubted. The patsy looks like the type they'd set up and fits the body language, ammo, a bunch of stuff. And they're saying they've got their suspect. You notice within minutes of us announcing this, CNN said they have the suspect and that it's actually on local news footage, which we were already showing if you're watching us on TV. For radio listeners, you've got to go to InfoWars.com and see this right now. By the grace of God, I'm still alive. You know, I've never felt like I'm in more danger, and my sixth sense has always been on target. I've never felt more sense of doom than I came in and told them. I mean, I told them right before the bin Laden thing, the fake deal, the day before, and they said, uh-oh, you're always right about this. I told them right before Sandy Hook, I said, this is something horrible is going to happen tomorrow. Yeah, there it is, wearing the Punisher hat. And I told them, that morning, and I said on air, I said, we've all got to unify. This is it. It's about to happen. And then I said yesterday, watch them mail bioweapons to Congress. I'm on record. And, I mean, because they just do the same thing over and over again. And now it's up at InfoWars.com. It's up at InfoWars.com right now, ladies and gentlemen. Boston bombing culprits identified. Images show suspicious men with backpacks. And I want Watson to fill it all in. They fit military intelligence, wearing the same outfits, the drill, all of it. This is unbelievable. This is smoking gun level.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, and kill
them. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tentatively tell you that we have identified at least three of the operatives as Navy SEALs. And sure enough, I said no to the crew. I said, that's not a Punisher hat that guy's wearing. And the Navy SEALs in public, like we're stupid, will wear the desert camo BDU pants and the desert camo shoes, combat boots. Sure enough, it's a SEAL Team 3 hat. And again, the guy looks just like a SEAL, acts like a SEAL. We've got dozens of photos of these guys together. It could be people framing the SEALs. But this is getting, we're now in the middle of a Hollywood movie. Okay, notice Olympus has fallen and all this stuff comes out. Put it back on screen, guys. If you're a TV viewer, if you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com/listen. And we have the free video feeds. Capture them, save them. This is history happening. These are the guys. We have other photos with them. And again, the reason I recognize it is that's an old symbol that they got from the SEALs that they use on the Punisher. It's not that they're imitating the Punisher. Punch that back up, guys. I'm going to show people the different SEAL team insignias. Then pull up Chris Kyle, the dead sniper. That's very mysterious. And you'll see him in Iraq wearing that same symbol. And then, of course, his group then adopted that symbol. Blackwater has the symbol, obviously founded by Prince, a SEAL. SEAL Team 5 is a gold skull with red eyes. SEAL Team 3 has a 3 on the head. And if you look at that, it's got a number on its head. Oh, my God, an official Navy SEAL hat. And, again, that's how dumb they think the public is that, I mean, you can... If you act like you own the place, you can walk into a bank and stick your hands in the register and walk out with cash. I mean, that's how dumbed down the general public is. Yeah, show him in Iraq up there. Yeah, there he is. There he is with his 338 Lapua. There he is with the SEAL team hat. Oh, man. And the guys with the black backpacks look like Chris Kyle. I mean, how dumb do we have to be here? Right where the flags are, right where the bombs went off. And they were running a drill, and they told everybody be calm. My God, I cannot believe this. I cannot handle this anymore. They got Navy SEALs, ladies and gentlemen, or people that are from another Special Forces branch dressed like them. Out there wearing Navy SEAL hats with big old black backpacks with some guy that looks like Henry Lee Lucas as the Patsy. Oh, walking in the Patsy. It looks like he's been through electroshock therapy. I cannot sit here and be right anymore. Oh, God, I can't handle it. God, I wish this was wrong. People say, oh, Alex, you just want to think everything's a staged event. No, I don't. I'm sick of it, man. I wish it was Alone Crazy did this. I wish it wouldn't have happened. You think I like going up against these people? I can't believe InfoWars is breaking this. I can't believe our reporter, who lives outside Boston, went and took over the press conferences, and they freaked out and canceled them and looked completely guilty. Ladies and gentlemen, if these so-called SEALs were not involved, they were part of the drill. They probably weren't involved because they're acting like, you know, they're just standing there totally calm, but obviously on the job. They look like cops standing there. And I told you before I even saw the hat, I said, those look like Navy SEALs. I first ran into Navy SEALs while covering Operation Urban Warrior in California, and they had SEALs casing us, and that later came out, actually. Following us around, using us as like a simulant for fighting domestic terrorists while we covered it. And they had, obviously SEALs are attached to the Navy, so it was a Marine Corps operation. That's why that happened. But then I ran into SEALs again whenever Governor Bush was running for president and the whole thing was contested, the election. And I was down there and actually had Secret Service in plain clothes, dressed like gangsters, like a 55-year-old gray-haired guy with gold chains pushing me and stuff. Then later going, I'm Secret Service. You better get out of here, Jones. You better watch it. And then there's these military guys coming by that, because they like little guys for undercover. People don't think of them. And I could tell they were like Special Forces, and I, you know, because of their bearing and confidence. And I said, and somebody just told me, like, are you guys SEALs? And the guy looks at me and just goes, Jones, I don't know how you do it. Because what's the point if I, you know, I was like, I don't know how you do it. Because I was out there for days going around. And then I believe it was a SEAL that they put on us who would pop up anywhere I went in the country. I'd be in an urban warfare drill in Brooksville, Florida, and the guy would pop out of the bushes and start lighting fires to blame me. You know, Mike Hansen saw this happen. You're hiding in the woods for Police State 2, the takeover. And a guy pops out and starts lighting fires. Who's been, who was casing and following all the local Austinites around. See, I've just dealt with this so long, and people don't live in the real world, so you hear this, it's like, sounds like a comic book. But my life has been like a comic book, and it just gets weirder and weirder and crazier. And I'm looking at the photos that come out, and there's video feeds off local news as well, and it's Navy SEALs or people that, Delta Force or something, trying to look like SEALs. And wearing SEAL hats, so they probably aren't SEALs, and with big black backpacks, the exact ones that match, right there behind the flags, with some patsy Did you get me Watson back on the line? Here, let me get him. I'll just, yeah, I want Watson back. Yeah, I'm sorry. I may have thought. I mean, I'm so... Yeah, in case he doesn't answer on the Skype here, I'll just call him right here. And he's visiting his parents. He's visiting his parents in France. It's got to be tough spending a month in France where he's at in the Alps. His parents are from Sheffield. There's no jobs left in England, so they run a nice bed and breakfast there, sold everything they had, moved to France. All right, he's not answering the phone. I want to get him on to point out these people look like Navy SEALs. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to add the providence of all of this. If you just joined us, Infowars.com/ Listen, the video feed's up there, but at Infowars.com, if you're a radio listener, and PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Watson is writing. He has the info up there on the screen. Let's go ahead and call him audio Skype. And this is unprecedented. See, I'm trying to give you background. People always go, how do you know this? Or what makes you say that? It's life experience. It's intense life experience, knowing this, studying this, studying false flags. And it's the same thing on the London bombing, where they had black ops involved with these patsies that thought they were part of a drill, and that even came out later. But it's like, oh, a drill, you're a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, there was a drill with the same targets being hit, and yeah, we had role players, but never mind that. And I told you yesterday, a couple days ago before this happened, I said, don't go be part of drills, and don't carry simulant backpacks full of bombs for people. I mean, again, it's an exact blueprint over and over again. Ladies and gentlemen, the photos up at Infowars.com are unprecedented, and just no one's really resisting. Everyone just goes along with this. That's why it's our people confronting the governor and the police at the press conferences. That's why we're breaking this in the media. I mean, obviously, this has been out for days, these photos, right there from the cameras, right there on the Boston feeds that people can get publicly on the news, and no one knows what they're even looking at, where there's Navy SEALs standing around, or what looks like Navy SEALs, in uniform, you know, in their low-key uniform, so they can identify each other, black tops, tan bottoms, with Navy SEAL caps. But their bearing is they're not doing something sneaky. They're not really hiding. They're amongst sheep. And what are they waiting for? So they may have given real Navy SEALs bombs. Or a lot of times Navy SEALs are really still working for the government, but they've been brought into units above SEALs and above Delta. And like McVeigh, they'll send them out and then set them up. That could have been done. That could have been done as well. Hey, go be part of this drill. And then you got Rob Dew's brother-in-law, who he talks to all the time. They're friends. Who's always making fun of us and stuff, who's in Army intelligence and was part of the Army marathon team, who was pulled out. They said, oh, well, you're dehydrated. We're going to pull you out near the finish. And then now his wife isn't able to talk to his wife or her brother, and they won't talk to us 2 days later. Watson, when you were on with me, I've had time now to analyze this. When I started seeing the photos when you showed them to me on air, I totally flipped out because it was just like, finding the dead bodies buried in the backyard, you thought your neighbor was a nice guy. It hit me like a ton of bricks. Those are definitely military types, wearing a Navy SEAL, SEAL team something. You can't see what number it is. This is unprecedented, Paul, and they've got the black backpacks. They've got it all. We've got the surveillance cameras from above and below, the two military types in the desert BDU bottoms with black jacket tops with credentials, standing in the middle of the street like they're in control. And if those guys aren't special forces, I'll eat my hat. It could be former special forces that are now in police intelligence. I don't know. But Paul Watson, this is the biggest story we've ever covered. This is unbelievable, Watson. Do you realize how big this is? And what are your points on this? I just want to make sure in your article you're writing around these photos, Boston bombing culprits identified. We need to put out another one right now. I got Don Salazar, Kurt Nimmo, your brother Steve Watson from London, all listening and writing. Go look. That is a Navy SEAL hat. Idiots will say Punisher. No, it's a Navy SEAL hat. That's the Navy SEAL undercover look that I've seen over and over again. And this is just, I said, right when I saw him, I said Navy SEALs. Then I went, wait a minute, that's a Navy SEAL hat. No wonder my subconscious brain immediately saw it, even before magnification, it was able to pick it up. Paul Watson, what do you say about this?
Well, they're both wearing exactly the same clothes. They've both got huge, heavy black backpacks. They're both on the cell phone. They're stood right next to each other. And we know for a fact, the FBI said that one of the pressure cookers was found, was housed in a backpack. And the Boston Globe also...
And they've shown the backpack that matches the Patsy guy who has an object in a backpack right near them in other photos right before the bomb goes off with the flags. I mean, this is unprecedented, Watson.
Well, that's right. The bag that's photographed near the site of the explosion is the one carried by the stereotypical hick, good old boy-looking individual.
Oh, that's him. Oh, my God.
Who looks disheveled.
Folks, oh,
dressed.
My God. We may have blown their whole operation today. Because did you know within minutes CNN started reporting it'll be coming out later, and Blitzer, who's a total operative, total intelligence operative, started flipping out? I mean, I was watching his body language. I'm sorry. You know the whole Pentagon's listening right now. Go ahead, Watson.
Well, yeah, CNN's reporting that authorities have identified one of the suspects involved in the attack by means of video from a department store near the site of the second explosion and video from a Boston television station.
And that's the video we were already showing right then. They already knew all this. They already had it. We forced them to go early when they were going to go at 5 today. And I privately told you they're going to wait till Obama arrives tomorrow to make the announcements, and we may have screwed up their timetable. But Watson, is this... I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm so speechless, I can't stop talking. Go ahead.
Well, if they show...
Oh,
the
no!
Image.
Arrest made in bombing case! They had the Patsy standing by! I'm sorry, go ahead, Watson.
If they come out with the images and they don't show these two military-looking individuals dressed identically, then, I mean, come on. If they only come out with this Patsy guy, then... Basically, we've rumbled them.
And look, they're doing a photo shoot with a CNN guy with Army troops behind him and Humvees. Go back to that. With Wolf Blitzer. Hey, Wolf don't look like he's having too good of a day. By the way, Wolf Blitzer is Israeli intelligence IDF. Just thought I'd add that. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, we know the backpacks were involved. These photos have been out with these guys with backpacks. Two of them look disheveled, badly dressed. Look like good old boy Hicks. Another two of them look like military professional. They got the cell phones, got wearing identical gear, huge heavy backpacks. We know that one of the pressure cooker devices.
They have official passes. They have official certificates. Yeah. One of them hanging around his neck. Go ahead.
And then it appears as if the darker skinned individual is running from the scene, running away from the scene right after the bomb explodes. Whether that's the same guy who stood with the white military-looking individual remains to be seen.
What are they going to do this time where they can't grab all the videos like Oklahoma City? What are they going to do?
Well, they know that most people don't read Infowars.com, unfortunately. But, I mean, if they try and pull it off that it's this lone Patsy, which they've already said it's going to be a lone extremist, a lone wolf, then... He's not even the most suspicious-looking individual. If I saw it for the first time, I'd say he looks more like a victim. These professional military guys look like they're either the bombers or they're involved in a drill. The Patsy guy looks completely just disheveled, badly dressed.
Same thing with Mutalib. Our witnesses said a sharp-dressed man got him on the plane without the passport, unprecedented, and so they were suspicious of him. The lawyer... Kurt Haskell saw all this, and a month and a half later on C-SPAN, in hearings, they had to admit an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency ordered him to be given visas and helped on the plane to roll out the body scanners. I mean, this is unprecedented. We have got black ops all over. That may be a second Patsy right there, but he's acting like the type that's been sheep-dipped out of a lower unit, kind of a Lee Harvey Oswald. Wow. Wow. Whoa, I mean, this is, folks, if you're a radio listener and aren't seeing this, Infowars.com/listen has the video feed. Paul, describe things for radio listeners out there. Describe the video we're talking about. And notice, we aired this first, on media first, within 7-8 minutes, CNN said we now have these footage within a department store and on the street of news and photos of it. And, of course, they already knew this was out. This was on 4chan. for at least 9 hours. 228,000 people had seen this, and they were going to keep acting stupid. Paul Watson, they did not want people. How did they think they could have Navy SEALs and people out there with backpacks and not have it come out? I mean, Paul, this is mega massive. Tell people what we've got.
This is Boston bombing culprits identified, question mark. It's the top link on Infowars.com. It's a long series of photos that identifies individuals at the scene of the Boston Marathon bombing wearing large heavy coats, large backpacks. Two of them are talking on cell phones. They look like military guys. They look professional. The other individual's photograph looks suspicious. They're looking away from the scene of the marathon. They're furtive. They're looking around. And in one video, one of these individuals is running away at high speed from the scene as the bomb goes off. And other media outlets are reporting on these photos now, saying that they look credible. They look like these are probably the guys. And now it's being reported that one suspect has been arrested and that he's now being taken to court. So
you got Navy SEALs wearing Navy SEAL hats. I mean, this is unbelievable. And now they're going to try to frame these guys. Oh, my God. They may try to frame the military. I have never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, this is the sloppiest crap I have ever seen. But I guess they think we're just total morons. Paul Watson, add more to the articles. Get the Navy SEAL stuff out. Predict the cover-up we're about to see. Hit them hard.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American-made since 1987. Soft and broken in from a start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All those drifter days
got so much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We found ourselves seeking shelter.
Sorry, I'm a little bit late. I've only had 2 hours sleep tonight, and was taking a quick break in there in the can. Boy, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the most dangerous thing we've ever been involved in. I need your prayers right now, and I need your support for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, because they are going to come after us in the media, and if they're able to assassinate my character, they will kill me after that. And I don't say that for theatrics. I instinctively was up here at 2 in the morning with Rob Dew last night in between breaks. He was instinctively up here working late. Shooting videos and things, and news director, and I said, "This is it, man. This is it." And you know, you cross that line, you step into this room. There's no turning back. But there's no turning back to begin with. And if you just joined us, it's definitely on the scene, right near where the bombing happened. Navy SEALs with black backpacks, or men dressed like Navy SEALs. I want to show TV viewers this. I'll describe it for radio listeners. Let's punch this up. And notice, within 5 minutes of us announcing this, CNN suddenly said, oh, they've identified film footage from a department store in another one, and they have identified, the people. I mean, they had this footage all along. And this had been out on the web for days. So Boston bombing culprits identified, Infowars.com. And now the story for Paul Watson to write and others is, within 5 minutes of us announcing this, CNN then instantly talking in their ears, oh, there's been, you know, they now have suspects from video. Oh, and that's the exact video we talked about. Oh, we now have photos. Oh, they're going to arrest them, but they're not showing the people. And so are they going to show the patsies that have backpacks and match the bags that were exploded? Or are they going to show you the Navy SEAL military people? And again, I want to show viewers this. For viewers, show them the image of the SEALs. The minute I saw them, I said, those look like SEALs. Then we find out we have photos from above of the same guys. And sure enough, it is the same SEAL team that Chris Kyle belonged to. Because you've got the patches, and Chris Kyle has a particular one that has red on the head, not red in the eyes. And you have SEAL Team 3 just has a 3. Blackwater has a black skull because it was founded by SEALs. Now, let's go to Chris Kyle. Just type in Chris Kyle to Google images, and you see him wearing the exact same non-dress uniforms, what the SEALs call it, like an undercover uniform. I learned this just dealing with them myself when they run security at events. Like, you don't know that's a military outfit. Like, we're all so dumb, they all see each other, and the average public doesn't. There, I told you, I said this on air before the guys pulled it up. Tan combat boots. Tan BDU pants, black shirt, black coat, black cap, white skull with red. Show the Fox News interview where he ran the black op against, is Ventura back yet from Mexico? I need to call him. Click on that. It's the same red, the same SEAL team hat. It's not a Punisher hat. The Punisher is a copy of that. And they're wearing SEAL team undercover uniforms. There is such a thing. That is, those are Navy SEALs. Are people meant to look like Navy SEALs? Or they're going to say it's former Navy SEALs. But there's no way the police, if they weren't already told they'd be in the area, would let guys walk out and take over the middle of the street with backpacks, black jackets, in tan BDUs and tan combat boots with Navy SEAL hats. They would be all over them, ladies and gentlemen. We have them. We have them. We have them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
pumps. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.